during the pre-show curtain speech on opening night at the Theater Institute at Sage's production of Spring Awakening, the director, Louise Strimbeck, told the audience, sometimes the right cast comes together for the right musical at the right time and the right place. This is one of those times. She was right. I rarely compare productions to the same show, but for me, this Spring Awakening, which is at Russell Sage College in Troy through Sunday, is a more satisfying experience than was the national touring version, which played at Proctor's a couple of seasons ago. To be clear, I'm not saying this production, which is performed mostly by college students on a low budget, is better than a professional production. However, the innocence and sincerity of the performers, only a few years removed from the trauma and angst of their own adolescence, makes this work seem personal to the point of almost being confessional in nature. Neither do I want to diminish the talent of the student performers. The entire cast is solid, with three central roles being especially well played. Lucas Fav Gonzalez brings a gentle charm to Melchior, the decent young man who finds himself a victim of poor choices. Katie Pedro is a vulnerable Wendla, the innocent young girl who suffers because of a trusting nature. Austin Lombardi is touching as the constantly agitated Moritz, the troubled young man who cannot handle the pressure placed by him on his parents and other authority figures. Indeed, most portrayals are nicely developed and all do incredible work as members of this finely honed ensemble. Presenting the work in the 100-seat James L. Meter Theater is also an asset, as it adds even more intimacy to the work. The show has a soft rock score, which is excellent as it brings a contemporary attitude to a work whose origins are more than a century old. Rather than having the score distance you from the height of the young characters, the student performers, aided by their surroundings, bring a sense of authenticity to the angst taking place on stage. The story involves a group of students at a harsh, pressure-filled school. It is a time where the self-identities of the students are still developing, yet their sexual urges are rampant. They not only don't have the answers to their problems, they don't even know the questions to ask. It makes no difference, as there are no adults sensible or compassionate enough to listen to the pleas for help or wise enough to have the answers their charges need. Indeed, what makes this work such a solid piece of theater is that it is not only a play about the problems of youth, it is also a case study for bad adult behavior. The adults in the work fail to offer the support and guidance needed to help the children at risk. Worse, they never learn from the tragedies they help create. Spring Awakening is filled with contemplative and heartbreaking moments. Besides eliciting honest performances from the talented cast, director Strimbeck maintains a careful balance with the varying mood of the play, which ranges from tragic to youthfully exuberant. Choreographer Kiri Ellison helps add energy to several numbers as she wisely incorporates the movement established by Bill T. Jones in the original 2007 Tony Award-winning Broadway production. Spring Awakening is an intense musical that explores mature themes. Some scenes are sexually suggestive, and the language is even worse than that heard on school buses. But nothing is overt or intentionally offensive. However, though Spring Awakening is a play about adolescence, be sure to examine the maturity of any child before you bring them to the show. For adults, just go see the show. And when you do, pay attention, for there is a lot of wisdom within the story. Spring Awakening by Theater Institute at Sage is on the campus of Russell Sage College in Troy. For tickets and schedule information, call 244-2248. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.